Thanks, Virgil. Yep, we are live here in Lumen Christi, and it's just the first couple minutes of the first quarter here, and the score is 5-0 in favor of Lumen Christi. It's been a really well even matchup so far. Lumen Christi's just been able to get their shots to go down. Sandpoint struggling, getting good looks at the basket, but the shots just aren't draining. Here's Lindsay for three, off the top of the rim, bouncing around, comes back out. Going to go out of bounds. Last touch by number 5 on Lumen Christi. That is Natalie Grubach, a freshman. All right, so throwing in now underneath their own basket, it's going to be Malia. Overcash finds Lindsay. Lindsay, top of the key where Lila takes the shot for three. That also off the top of the rim. Rebounded by Lindsay Holmberg. She does a floater from about 3 feet out. That one's fighting hard, but just can't quite go down. And it's going to be, I think, a timeout called. Rebound went to Lumen Christi. It was a good rip from the board, but she had just eagles all around her, giving her a hard time. So the coach for Lumen Christi will call a quick timeout. They'll remain in possession of the ball. And here we go. It's the first game for the road trip of this week. The Eagles all did a great job over at Dillingham for the Raven Invitational. The boys coming out with second. The girls win some really great matches and ending up in a good position themselves. Tomorrow we'll be down in the Kenai, so stay tuned for those games as well. I'll look up the times really quickly at the half, and we'll give you guys the times for tomorrow's games. But we will be playing here tomorrow on KSDP with more basketball. Ball in the hand of Lumen Christi. It's a half-court press being played. There's a trap set. Malia and Lindsay poke the ball out. It's loose. Picked back up by 13 for Lumen Christi, and she's going to drive in. Great man-to-man defense. Kind of like a shifting zone with a two-man trap at the top of the perimeter. 13. There's a little interference. Malia Overcash got her body right in front of number 13. That's Sophia DeBrasse. And I've seen her, the name DeBrasse, for quite a long time here at Lumen Christi. So I think they are a very well-established family. Malia is going to step out, and in will come Ariana Wilson. On the floor for the Eagles, we have Paige Lundgren, Lindsay, Alexia. Now we have Ariana and also Lila Gibson. Bouncing out to the perimeter, cross for three. No good, just short of the rim. And that's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by Lumen Christi. Sandpoint will have the ball. Thanks for tuning in with us on KSDP. It's basketball season. We're glad you're with us. We'll have coverage for all the road trips from what I understand. So get ready for a lot of fun basketball games here, including King Cove next week. Lindsay with the ball. She's taking it down to the baseline. Nice bounce into Paige. She's working out up the post. Moves to the baseline. Shot off the back of the board. Picked up really quick by number 5. She takes it all the way. Good right hand layup. Score now 7-0. That was a good breakaway by number 5. She had to focus quite a bit on dribbling. Surprised someone did come back on defense. Lindsay with the ball now. Lila at the top of the key. She's looking for Paige. Paige, the tallest player on the court by far. There she gets it. And she's going to send it down to Alexia. Beautiful pass. And like I'm saying, Sam Ford's getting lots of good looks at the basket, but the shots just aren't going down. Great job by Paige not taking the shot. She saw Alexia just about 3 feet closer to the basket. Sends it down to her. Just can't quite connect. All right, DeFrost has the ball, and she'll get over to number 24, Laura Refno. Refno down to the post. Oh, that should have been an up and down. Number 5 had it. She left up, that's Natalie Grubach, but she'll send it back out by the perimeter. Shot goes over the rim by Lumen Christi, but they get their own rebound. DeFrost for three, no good. 5 takes the board. Paige knocks it out. 3 great outlet passes. Gives Lindsay a fast break, but man, good run back by DeFrost on defense. But it doesn't matter. Even though she got back on defense and made Lindsay hold up, she still gets a shot from just under the basket. Good for 2. 7-5 now is the score with 3:15 left to go here in the first quarter. Really well evenly matched squad. Playing a very similar game. Travel called. Great job by Lindsay. Such an aggressive player. She ropes up with Amber Salvador and forces Salvador to travel. I thought it was going to be a jump ball called there, but great job. Lila Gunnarsson has it. She drives into the paint, puts up a shot. That one's going down. 7-4 now is the score. Sandpoint still down by 3. The things are starting to kick in the gear here for the Lady Eagles. Shots are finally starting to go down for them. She crosses the ball for Lumen Christi. Oh, her pass is deflected by Lindsay. Picked up by Paige and right back to Lindsay. And she'll take her time going up the half court. Wait for the rest of the team to come in. Arianna gets a pass. He's driving the baseline, passing it down the right-hand post where Lexi gets it. Oh, but the ball stripped away from her hands by Eliza Ford. Eliza Ford, another tall player for Lumen Christi, saw the ball right there in the breadbasket, just grabbed it up, was able to rip it away from Alexia's hand. Lumen Christi, ooh, Paige gotta be careful. It's gonna be a foul there. Oh, they're gonna be generous. Paige playing very aggressive in a good way, trying to shoot the ball. She puts some. They're being pretty generous. Not calling too many fouls here, allowing the girls to have a little bit of contact, but you know it's not getting out of control by any stretch of the imagination. Oh, DeCross drives the baseline. Puts a shot from about 12 feet out. No good. Rebound picked up. Five gets it for Lumen Christi. That's Gruba. But she's going to send it down to Salvador. Back to Gruba on the post, but Paige is not giving her an inch to work with. There are three Eagles all around her now. Oh, my gosh. That was amazing to see. There are three Eagles that just surrounded her. She was dribbling around trying to look for any opportunity. And Paige just grabs the ball and just tries to rip it. Moves the player. Gruba just completely makes her walk, and you're going to call traveling there. Holding call against Lumen Christi. The foul was away from the ball. Lila gets the pass in over to Malia. Malia overcatches back in. Alexia Holmberg sitting down right now, catching her breath. Lila gets the ball, and she takes it up towards the top of the key, drives into the paint, sends it back outside. Lindsay doesn't take the shot. She'll pass it down to Malia. Lindsay drives it back in, gets into the post, puts up a shot. No good. Another jump ball called as the ball is roped up by number five. Now it's Gruba and Lindsay and Paige. This time, jump ball goes in favor of Lumen Christi. 1:90 on the clock. The score is 7-4. Sam Point trailing by three, but trying to turn things around here. Here we go. DeCross with the ball. She's met the half-court line by two Eagles. She's able to pass it over to 24, Renfro. Oh, but the ball stripped out of the hands of Lumen Christi, and Ariana Wilson ends up with it, and she's got the wheels on. But, man, 34, Elijah Howard just runs up behind her, going full bore. And I'll tell you, Howard is a tall player, and she really put the gas on. She's out of breath now. Fouled Ariana away from the basket, throw in on the baseline for the Eagles. Shot taken by Ariana Wilson won't go down, so less than a minute to go. The score is still 7-4 with Lumen Christi in the lead. Foul on Lindsay Holmberg as the pass was going out by Lumen Christi with a little bit of contact. So the Archangels will throw it in. Oh, the ball is thrown away. It was a misread pass by number five, Gruba. Goes out of bounds on the baseline. Standpoint will throw it in, and they have 50 seconds on the clock to do something with the ball. Ariana Wilson over to Lila. Lila's at the top of the perimeter, all the way across to Malia for three. Good line. Oh, just a little bit to the right. Picked up. Oh, that was a travel. That was a missed call right there against Lumen Christi. Lumen Christi got the rebound, and their player took a couple extra steps. But nice poke out by Lindsay Holmberg. She gets the ball on the ground. Almost gets it back, but good job by Gruba getting control. She'll pass it down to the baseline, shot off by number 34, Eliza Howard, and that's actually 24, Laura Renfro. Renfro cannot get the shot to connect, so Sandpoint will have the ball. Fast transition. Paige gets a feed at the bottom of the post and puts it up and in. Great pass from way outside the perimeter by Lila Gunderson. Down to Paige, who puts it up, and we have a one-point game, 7-6. Archangels with the ball, 4 seconds left, looking for that last shot. They send it over to Renfro. Renfro can't get her hands on the ball. Out of time for the first quarter. Standpoint trailing just by one. Great job by the Lady Eagles coming back. I want to say a quick thank you to our sponsors here who make these games a reality, to the Illusions East Borough for being sponsors of KSCP. Also a big thank you to the Alaska Commercial Company in Standpoint and in King Cove. We want to say thank you to Frosty Fuels, the Illusion Services. Also, thank you to Chewing Corporation and the City of Sandpoint, and the King Cove Corporation and the City of King Cove. We want to say thank you to Tel Alaska as well, Raven Airlines, all proud sponsors of KSCP, who make these games a reality for you. Also, quick shout-out to the Barefoot Inn and Gould & Sons. Thank you to Gould & Sons in King Cove. It's a great day out here in Anchorage. I'm going to tell you right now, it is cold. Woke up this morning, -4. Yesterday, -8. Supposed to warm up a little bit here. Hopefully, it's going to be nice, safe conditions as we make our way down to Kenai tomorrow for those games. It's going to warm up a little bit here in the middle of the week, and then it's going to get real cold come the weekend. Forecast is calling for up to -20 here in Anchorage, so see what happens. Lady Eagles will have the ball as we start out here on the second quarter. Ariana Wilson in, and Lila Gunderson gets her turn to catch her breath. Malia over Cash, looking for help. Finds Ariana, shots off the mark, picked up. Number 24 for Luna Christie. Outlet pass to the cross, and she's going to run all the way with it. Travel. There it is. There's a little bit of an issue right here with the Lumen Christie squad, is that they are, on the ball handling side, they are taking a couple extra steps here and there. In the hands now of Ariana Wilson for Sam Point, she's got Salvador all over her. Finds Lindsay across the perimeter, down to her sister, Alexia. Sam Point takes the first lead of the game. Alexia Homer gets the feed down at the baseline and puts it up and in. 8-7 now with Sam Point in the lead. Great job by Lady Eagles playing fundamental basketball and doing a good job of it. Archangels with the ball. Passing it down to the baseline. Good shot by Gruba. Won't go down. Malia gets the rebound, and she finds Ariana Wilson. The Salvador right on top of her. Pokes the ball out, but Ariana gets her hands back on it. She sends to Malia. Malia looking to speed it to the base, down to the post. No one open, so she'll give it over to Ariana Wilson. But, man, tight defense right now by Lumen Christie, making it really hard. Good hustle there by Lumen Christie's defense, forcing a jump ball. Paige got the ball, but, man, I think that was number 5. Just got in there, took possession, and roped it in. Lila checks back in for the Lady Eagles, and Ariana will sit down. Again, the score 8-7, Sam Point taking the lead for the first time in the game. We've got 6:40 on the clock here in the first half. Sandpoint boys will follow immediately after this game at 7 o'clock, so make sure you stick around to hear the boys play. Lumen Christie moving the ball into the paint. Oh, but there's another jump ball. And, man, I have never seen more jump balls than I have with Sandpoint this year. They are doing a great job never letting that ball rest for a second. Hustle nonstop. The endurance that this team has is just really commendable. Oh, nice crossover by Lyle. He gets past the half-court defense. Feeds it over to Lindsay on the right-hand side of the perimeter. Back to Lila on the baseline. She drives in. She's got a good look at the basket. Beautiful floating shot from about 3 feet out, up and in. Great job by Lila, just showing why she's one of the best seniors on the squad. The two seniors are just killing it. Lindsay and Lila are doing a great job leading this team. It's a really great Lady Eagle squad this year to watch. Here's Lumen Christie with the ball. Oh, nice little spin-around shot by Gruba. But that's going to be just right of the rim and goes out of bounds. Sandpoint will have possession of the ball and pass it in from the baseline. Here's Lila coming up. Met at the half-court line by Salvador. She'll try that crossover move one more time, and it works. Malia for three. Good line just off the top of the rim. Rebound by Paige. Paige turns around, tries to put up a putback. That one won't go in, but Alexia gets her turn. That one also doesn't go down, but here we go. Lila, her chance just off the front of the rim. And Lumen Christie will finally stem the bleeding and get the ball back. That was three or four opportunities for the Lady Eagles here that just could not quite connect. But great job rebounding. Lots of hustle. Sandpoint this year really doing a good job underneath the basket. Shot up by Lumen Christie. Can't go down. Picked up by Malia and over to Lila, who sees Lindsay on a fast break. And, yeah, foul pushing. Yeah, 34. 34 moves really fast again. She's got a quick burst of speed, but it looks like she runs out of energy pretty quick. She's going to push Lindsay a little bit, foul, throw it underneath her own basket. Three-point shot for Lindsay, rolls in and out, picked up by Lumen Christie, but Paige not wanting to let the ball go. She worked hard trying to get it back out of the hands of the Archangels, but ball goes out of bounds, last touch by her. Great hustle by Paige, though. She was the only Sandpoint player still on that side looking for the ball. 10-7 now is the score. Sandpoint up by 3. 4:50 left to go in the first half. Ooh. Lumen Christie almost lost the ball. The pass went way short. 34 holds on to it, though, and gets it back to another player. Oh, good job by Druba. Bounce steps the ball into the paint, turns up, and puts a shot for about 7 feet out, up and in. Lila gets the crossover to work one more time. Oh, picked off pass by Gruba. She saw that coming a mile away. Ariana passed over to Lindsay, and, man, she just saw it and took it. And Gruba will get it back-to-back. Shots from inside the paint, good for two. Score now 11-10. The Archangels turn things around really quick. Lindsay taking her time with the ball. She's met by Gruba, passes over to Lila. Lila at the top of the key. Another soft pass is stolen by Lumen Christie. And here comes DeCross on the breakaway. Up and in. Good for two. 13-10. Paige is coming back in. She's checking in right now. Here comes Lila. Holding call on Lumen Christie. I think it's Salvador. That'll be the 15th foul for Lumen Christie. Only two for Sam Point. Malia's going to sit down for Sam Point. Paige will check in. And there'll be a throw-in on the sideline. Salvador's going to come sit down, too. And Maidu will check in for the Archangels. Shot up by Sam Point. No good. Lindsay gets a rebound. Puts one up high off the glass. That bounces off. Doesn't go down either. Gruba with the rebound. She's moving fast. Paige is following her all the way, though. To the baseline. Shot by Lumen Christie's going to go over the rim. And last touch by Du will go out of bounds off of Lumen Christie. 3:26 to go here in the first half. Score still 13-10. Lila Gunnarsson drives in real fast, sends outside to Ariana. Ariana for three, off the back of the iron. Fight for the rebound. Another jump ball. And 34, Howard and Paige are just, I'm going to say they're at each other's throats. It doesn't look aggressive, but they are playing head-to-head right now in this matchup. Here comes DuPont with the ball. She's off the half-court line, met by Lindsay. Taking over to the right-hand side of the perimeter. Ariana will put up a wall. She'll send it over here, number 24. And stolen by Ariana. She'll take her time. Oh, pass to Lindsay gets intercepted. Good job by Howard poking her hand out. But as she turned around, Du just ran right into her and knocked Howard way off balance. So the ball's going to go out of bounds. Standpoint with possession. Fed to Alexia, but it just goes off her fingertips. She was underneath the basket. The pass is just a little too hard. Picked up by Lumen Christie. 2:43 to go here. Lumen Christie charging fast on transition. The ball takes it to the baseline. Oh, after the shot, Lila boxes out and just, I think that was Lila. Lila boxes out super hard, and that's going to be a foul. Just an unnecessary foul, sadly, because the shot was already off, but sends the cross to the line for two. Malia is going to come back in for Ariana. Ariana will sit down. Looks like she's nursing her knee a little bit here. A little bit of a limp. I know that knee's been troubling her a little bit. Looks like it's giving her a little grief tonight. Second shot up. And that was good. 14-10 now. Lumen Christie with the lead. 2:37 on the clock. Standpoint with possession. Here comes Lila over the half-court line. She's met by Du. Lila's crossover sends it over to Malia. Doesn't take a chance at the three-pointer. She takes over to the other side of the perimeter, looking to feed it into the post. Standpoint in motion. Lila now with the ball. Looking for standpoint players to get open. Got the movement. There's Alexia at the top of the key. Down to Paige. She's wide open behind the defense. Just goes over the top of the rim. Man, what a great patience, great playmaking. And got Paige wide open, but just can't get the ball to go down. Lindsay almost pokes the ball away. DeCross keeps her hands on it. Sends it over. Oh, but that's going to go out of bounds. Her pass over to Renfro is going to be too high off her fingertips. Quick timeout called by Coach Sarah Schaefer. Standpoint Eagle will come to the bench, grab some water, and catch their breath, and talk about what they need to do to get a couple more points on the board. See if they can't tie things up before they go into the second half. Great matchup here between the two squads, though. Standpoint getting lots of great looks at the basket, lots of good opportunities. And they can't get the shots to go down tonight. If you look at how many missed shots they had, they would be in the lead by probably 15 points if all of them had gone down. All right, ball now going to be in the hands of Standpoint. Here comes Lila for the Eagles. 1:48 on the clock. Standpoint down by four. Lindsay with the ball. looking for that crossover, but they've got a guard on her now. Ball poked out, but Paige gets her hands back on it, and the ball will go back to Lila. Standpoint, Alexia goes to the top of the key, gets the pass, drives the baseline. Wow! Driving up the left-hand side of the post, puts up a great left-handed layup off the glass, good for two. She was guarded by two players the whole way. Full court press by Standpoint, looking to put some real pressure on these Archangels here. Good job by Lou and Christie, game passive. Shot up by the Archangels, no good. That's going to be a foul on Paige. The fight for the rebound, Paige put a little bit of contact on players. 112, Lou and Christie throwing in underneath their own basket. Here's the pass in. But, man, goes to the floor really quick. Lindsay picks it up. She hands it off to Paige. She finds Lila. Oh, man, and her dribble goes off the back of Paige's foot and out of bounds. Lou and Christie, with 1 minute and 3 seconds, will throw it in underneath their own basket. Standpoint only trailing by two, but between this full court press and the effort they're putting in, they'd like to go in tied or in the lead. Long pass and long shot drained by DeBrock. Oh, my goodness. That was a good foot and a half behind the perimeter. Oh, man, bad pass by Standpoint. Gets picked up by the Archangels. 46 seconds on the ball. Good defense by Paige. Oh, man, she just ripped the ball out of the player. DeBrock has her arm over to Lindsay. Good for the layup on the right-hand side. And here's that full court press. Ball loose. Man, they need help. Standpoint doing a good job applying the pressure on the full court press. 17-14 the score. Standpoint down by three. 24 seconds on the clock. They see it's a groove on the right-hand side. Oh, her jumper from just outside of the basket is good for two. 19-14 now. Standpoint with the ball. Lila gives it to Paige. Oh, man, but the ball is dropped. She was trying to break into the basket, but she had three defenders all around her. Goes out of bounds, last touch by Lou and Christie. 9 seconds on the clock. Lindsay for three. Off the top of the rim. Hits the top of the backboard and drops right back down. Good for three. 19-17. Just won't get there at the buzzer. Final score going into the second half will be 19-17. Lou and Christie with a small lead, but Standpoint fighting hard to get back in it. We'll send it back to you, Virgil, for 10 minutes.
Alrighty, I'll take you out of the mix, keep you on cue. We have a halftime break with the Standpoint Lady Eagles and the Lumen Christie Archangels. Archangels, I'm not never sure on the pronunciation. You spell it arch, but you might pronounce it arc. We are going to give a shout-out to our underwriters. We're going to take 10 and let our general manager of your community radio station catch his breath. Get a drink of water.
We want to say thanks to our sponsors who make these games a reality. So first, thank you to the Aleutians East Borough for their support of KSDP. Also, thank you to the cities of King Cove, to Goulds and Sons in King Cove, as well as the King Cove Corporation and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. We want to say thank you to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Alan and Letty's Car Rental, and also thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation, processing fish in King Cove and Standpoint, as well as the Newton family in King Cove. Also, thank you to the City of Standpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines, offering services in the Aleutians East Borough and beyond, to Island Marine Surveyors and Standpoint Generating, and also thank you to Peninsula Airlines and TelAlaska. Without these sponsors, these games would not be happening, so thank you very much for your continued support of KSDP.
All right, there's our long one. Give me just a moment. I'm going to dig through some interesting new music. Let's see. Do we got that? Oh, come now. It's not under underwriting there, Virgil. Oh, my gosh. Come on. Where is Justin Bieber's new single? We're just noting that he had made it into the country charts. 10,000 Hours with Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber. He's moved on to the country scene. Here you go.
does it make you dance when you jump with your friends at a party? What's your favorite song? Does it make you smile? Do you think of me? When you close your eyes, tell me, what are you dreaming? Everything I wanna know at all. I'd spend 10,000 hours and 10,000 more. Oh, if that's what it takes to learn that sweet heart of yours. And I might never get there, but I'm gonna try. If it's 10,000 hours or the rest of my life, I'm gonna love you. Did you get your middle name from your grandma? When you think about you forever now, do you think of me? When you close your eyes, tell me, what are you dreaming? Everything I wanna know at all. I'd spend 10,000 hours and 10,000 more. Oh, if that's what it takes to learn that sweetheart of yours. And I might never get there, but I'm gonna try. If it's 10,000 hours or the rest of my life, I'm gonna love you. I'm gonna love you. Oh, want the good and the bad, everything in between. Spend 10,000 hours and 10,000 more. Oh, if that's what it takes to learn the sweetheart of yours. And I might never get there, but I'm gonna try. If it's 10,000 hours or the rest of my life, I'm gonna love
go. Getting a little country and western music out of that Canadian. This is Virgil, and we're going to keep tuning in. You know, how about this? You know, it was right above it. No Brainer by DJ Khaled and Justin Bieber.
We the best music! Another one. DJ Khaled!
You stick out of the crowd, baby, it's a no-brainer. It ain't the hard to choose. Him or me, be for real, baby, it's a no-brainer. You got your mind on loose. Go hard and watch the sunrise. One night, it changed your whole life. Up top, drop top, baby, it's a no-brainer. Put them up if you with me, yeah, 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 yeah. In the middle.
When you riding in that drop, you can't explain it. What you been waiting on this whole time? I blow the brains out of your mind. And I ain't talking about physically, I'm talking about mentally. She look at, she look like she nasty. She look at, she look like she classy. She look at, just look at her dancing. Look at her, she look at, I took her to the mansion.
You sneak out of the crowd, baby, it's a no-brainer. It ain't the hard to choose. Him or me, be for real, baby, it's a no-brainer. You got your mind on loose. Go hard and watch the sunrise. One night, it changed your whole life. Up top, drop top, baby, it's a no-brainer. Put them up if you with me, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I ain't got no chain. Not on the list, I ain't got no name. But we in it, I'm not no lame. And I keep it Franklin, I'm not gonna change.
lot of these messy. I just want you and your bestie. I don't got the answer, but whenever you text me, it's multiple choice and they don't wanna test me. Choosing a squad. She tryna choose between me, Justin Quay, and the sword. She told me that she love that I make music for God. I told her I would love to see that the blood.
You sneak out of the crowd, baby, it's a no-brainer. It ain't the hardest shoes. Him and me be for real, baby, it's a no-brainer. You got your mind on loose. Go hard and watch the sunrise. One night it'll change your whole life. Off top, drop top, baby, it's a no-brainer. Put them up if you with me, yeah, yeah, yeah. Me sitting up, demanding my attention, had to give it up. Look like somebody designed you, dropped it gorgeous. You made me wanna live it up. Your presence is critical, moving my soul, yeah, you're spiritual. They hate it when you notice me, make everybody else invisible. Breaking all the rules, so above the law. I'll be your excuse.
Damn right.
You go wrong, no. You sneak out of the crowd, baby, it's a no. It ain't the hardest shoes. Him and me be for real, baby, it's a no-brainer. You got your mind on loose. Go hard and watch the sunrise. One night it changed your whole life. Off top, drop top, baby, it's a no-brainer. Put 'em up if you with me, yeah, yeah, yeah.
All righty. Thank you, DJ Khalid and Mr. Bieber. We are almost ready to go back to Lumen Christi, the Catholic private school in Anchorage, where the Archangels are going off against us. Do I hear something? All right. Maybe. In the meantime, I'm going to give you one more shout out to our underwriters, our sponsors. And if I can track that down, come on, KSDP under. There we are. Dun, dun. How about the AEB?
Welcome to the Aleutians East Borough, covering the cities of Accutan, Cold Bay, False Pass, King Cove, Nelson Lagoon, and Sandpoint. The warmth of its people and the natural beauty of the area makes business and leisure visitors welcome in all the communities of the borough. Wildlife viewing, hiking, tours of the harbor, sports fishing, and hunting are some of the recreational opportunities offered in the region. For more information, contact the borough at 907-383-2699 or visit their website, aleutianseast.org. KSDP is supported by the Aleutians East Borough.
All righty. Thank you, Mr. Stroud. Here is Mr. Austin Roof.
Thanks, Virgil. Yep, we're back and underway here for second half action at Sandpoint, trying to come back and take the lead from the Lumen Christi Archangels. We'll stick with the Archangels tonight. I'm always confused about that one, too. But, shot up by Malia Overcast to take the lead. Won't go down. Off the back of the iron. The score is 19-17. Ah, Sandpoint throws the ball away, but Malia chases it down. Pulls up her dribble, needs help. She's going to find Lila near the half-court line. Again, 19-17. Sandpoint's down by two. 6:50 left to go here in the third quarter. Paige takes it below the baseline, puts up a shot, and gets fouled on the way up. She'll go to the line for two. Now, if there's one thing that you can criticize the Sandpoint Eagles about this year, it's just the struggle from the free throw line. Paige shuts me right up by making that one, though. Great shot by Paige. Nothing but net, 19-18. Here we go. Paige lines up her second shot. Another good line. Oh, in and out. Rebound by the Archangels. 6:50 left to go here. Louis Christie with the ball and a one-point lead, 19-18. Lindsey Meester at the half court. No full court press from Sandpoint right now. Over to the post. Shot up by Gruben. Doesn't go down. Chased out by Renfro. Laura Renfro, the freshman for Lumen Christie. Good hustle. Can't quite make it happen. Last touch by Lumen Christie, and Sandpoint will throw the ball in. Violet moving fast on the transition. Tries to split past the defense. Still hand the ball off to Lindsey. Back to Lila for three. Oh, it was a nice shot off the top of the rim. No good. 6:20 left to go here. Lumen Christie with the ball. And timeout called by Lumen Christie as Sandpoint was applying quite a bit of pressure. Lumen Christie had possession of the ball. They tied it up. And but then you had two players from Sandpoint just surrounding her. I think it was Lindsey and Paige, too. And they're always one of the tallest, two of the tallest players on the court. So when they create a wall around a player, it just turns into a really intense situation. Hard to get the ball out of there. So good job by the coach, Lumen Christie, calling the timeout. Again, if you're just joining us, we're here in Lumen Christie in cold Anchorage, Alaska, where the score, I just talked to Jordan, the city administrator for Sandpoint, and at his house yesterday, it was negative 17 degrees. He lives off of Arctic, and man, it is cold. Sandpoint is just down by one. They've done a great job going toe-to-toe with Lumen Christie. These are two evenly matched squads. However, I think Sandpoint's done a better job of controlling the flow of the ball. They're just having a hard time getting their shots to go down tonight. So if things can turn around for Sandpoint and they can start getting some shots to drop, I think this could change the flow of the game very quickly. Boys are all suited up and ready to go here at 7 o'clock, so make sure you stay tuned in to KSDP as the boys go up against Lumen Christie. Archangels with the ball. Good movement. Travel. This time it's Broski. Gotten a pass by Howard and a little extra shuffle of the feet. Sends the ball out of bounds, but the traveling gives the ball a standpoint either way. Lindsey with the ball. To Lila. Top of the key. No look pass back to Lindsey, who drives the baseline. Floater for about 10 feet out. No good. She gets her own rebound. Sends it to Paige. Paige with a powerful double dribble. Oh, my goodness. Guarded all around her. Puts the shot up off the glass for two. And Sandpoint takes the lead 20-19. 5:45 left to go in the third quarter. Here comes the Archangels. Down to Frost for three. Good line. Nothing but the ball of the net from about 12 feet out. Good shot. Sandpoint now down by one, 21-20. Here's Lila. Soft pass to Malia. Fortunately, it gets there. Oh, shot was deflected. Malia shoots for three. Chases the ball down, and I think referees are going to say Sandpoint ball. Good deflection there on the defense, but great job by Malia running the ball down, staying with it all the way. She's going to pass the ball over to Lila. Down to Paige behind the defense. Beats the defense, powers up, right out of the basket. 2 points for Paige Lundgren, 22-21. Here comes the Archangels moving fast. They've got 5 minutes left here in the third. Pass to the middle. There was no way she could have seen anyone, so it gets stolen by the Sandpoint. And after being stolen by the Archangels and stolen back by Sandpoint, Lindsey is going to take the ball up for the Lady Eagles. She passes to Lila into the paint. Paige has to take it back outside, but she turns around, drives the baseline, puts a shot out from about 10 feet. No good. Lindsey for three. In and out. Oh, Paige and Lila bump into each other as they both go for the ball. Neither of them end up with it. 4:39 on the clock. Sandpoint up by one, 22-21. Full court press here by Sandpoint off the throw-in. Almost steal the ball. Here's Lila putting some good pressure on Gruba. She does get her to pull the dribble. Paige comes in for the double team. They're able to get it out, and Lumen Christie just barely beats the full court press. Contact by Alexia. Holding call. It's going to be Alexia's first of the game. Sandpoint still up by one, 22-21. Pass is stolen. The pass is stolen. Lindsey's trying for that fast break. The cross is all over her. Lindsey will turn around. Oh, her pass to Alexia goes right onto the face of Howard, I believe, and then out of bounds. Last touch by the Lumen Christie. And that was like it hurt. She gets back up, though, and back into the game. She's a tough player. standpoint with the ball. Pass almost lost by Lila. She regains the dribble, sending it down. Nice floater and fake. Back outside to Lindsay. Great passing. Gets Lila wide open. This time it's Alexia. Okay, Malia's open for three. They're looking for Lindsay for three. Drains it. Low arc. Three-point shot by Lindsay Helmberg. Count it. 25 now to 21. Standpoint with the lead. Here comes Lumen Christie. Moving down the post. 24. Renfro. She's got Eagles all around her, and the ball is stolen by Lindsay Holmberg. Lindsay, all over the place. Killing it on the offense, hustling back on defense. Real leader on the squad. Lindsay will get the pass by Lila, back over to Lila. She'll take her shot for three, right at the top of the key. Off of the top rim. Paige runs the ball down, and last touch by Lumen Christie. Off the hands of DeCross. Great job by Paige, chasing that ball down. Lindsay throwing it in. Oh, Frost almost steals it, but Lila's able to keep her dribble. Back to Lindsay. Gruba trying to steal that one. Good defensive hustle by the Lumen Christie. Oh, but Alexia drives up the left-hand side, puts up a nice little shot. Good for two. Great feed by Lila to Alexia. Here's that full-court press. Lila, oh, Lindsay steals the ball, but it goes back in the hands of Howard. This time it's out of bounds. Staying with Lumen Christie. This full-court press is making it real tough for Lumen Christie to get any traction here. Standpoint slowly lengthening this lead, 27 to 21 now. Standpoint up. Alexia is going to sit down off of the bucket, and Paige will come back in. Full court press, Malia, overcast, putting lots of pressure, blocking. Trying to get in front of her, but she was off to the side, and that's going to be a blocking as Gruba was trying to turn the corner. Throwing it at the half court line. The Archangels get it, send it back in. Missed pass, goes out of bounds. And I think Ariana just barely tipped it, but the referee didn't see it. You can see the smile on her face. I think she was able to get away with that one. It was a little barely a fingertip, and it goes out of bounds, but Standpoint's going to have possession. Okay, ball in the hands of Lila. All the way over to Lindsay, who's open for three, but good hustle by Renfro, getting back fast. Looking for someone on the other side. Leah gets it back to Lindsay at the top of the key. Ariana, long two, just at the front of the rim. Rebound by the Archangels. 2:25 left to go here. Standpoint in the lead by six. Fast transition by DeCross. Her shot goes over the rim. Picked up by Gruba. This time Howard. Her shot won't go down either. Standpoint gets possession of the ball. Howard coming up strong against Lindsay, trying to steal the ball. Lindsay will pull up a dribble and pass it to Lila. Here's Lila. Take it to the right-hand side, feeds it to Paige. Ball almost deflected by Howard. Paige drives the baseline, puts up a shot, hits the backboard. And it's going to be like, they're calling this like a grab. I think that maybe Paige grabbed from like a bear hug almost from behind trying to get the ball. And a little bit of a violation called by 44. He reaches over the baseline trying to get the ball off the throw-in. Okay, full court press here, making it real tough for the Archangels. Howard trying to get across, finds the cross. The cross goes driving fast. Standpoint gets back on defense. Shot up, no good by Lumen Christie. Rebound by Gruba. Her putback will connect. 27 now to 23. Standpoint's got 90 seconds. Lila runs the ball up. She wants to catch Lumen Christie off guard. Pretty much does, but she has to wait now for her team. Looking for Alexia down the post. They send it back to Lila. No look to Lindsay. Back to Lila. Full timeout called by Standpoint. And I think that what Coach wants to give her girls a chance to catch their breath is to score 27 to 23 going into the timeout, giving the players a chance to rest. There's 1:15 left to go in the third quarter. Standpoint's been in a comfortable lead for pretty much all of the second half. Doing a good job extending their lead, too. But that full court press really takes the energy out of you. Live here in Anchorage, again, we will be going down to Kenai tomorrow. And if you allow me to take a quick second to pull up the schedule, we can see if we can tell you what time we'll be airing the girls' game tomorrow, so that way all the moms and dads can tune in. Been a really even matchup. Standpoint struggling to get their shots to go down, but they're slow and persistent. They never lose their head, and that really pays off in dividends as they've been able to continue working hard and sticking with it. Okay. So you are tuned in right now, 8:30 a.m., KSCP, 8.1 FM in King Cove, K201DA, 8.1 FM KFTS in Falstaff, Alaska. Thank you to all of you listeners of the Illusions East Borough. We thank our corporate underwriters, but most of all, we have to thank you, the listener. You are the reason we are here. Thank you for tuning in and making these shows happen. Standpoint with the ball. Lindsay gets the pass from Lila. She's way outside the three-point line. Over to Ariana. Paige still sitting out. Lindsay for three. Good shot. In and out again. Tipping up the rebound. Going to end up in the hands of Lumen Christie, but Standpoint will tip it out of bounds. Full court press now. Coming your way, thanks to Standpoint. DuPross looking for somebody to get open. She's got Gruber on the right, Howard on her left, but Standpoint is just really providing a lot of coverage. Howard gets it. Gets past the defense. Contact by Alexia. Yep, they beat the defense, got the ball to Renfro, and Alexia trying to get back on defense. Puts her hands against the forearm of Renfro as she was shooting, and her to the line for two. Just under 1 minute left to go here in the third quarter. The score is 27-23 in favor of Standpoint. Hard off the back of the glass. Renfro will get one more chance from the line. Lines up her shot. This is her ritual. Puts it up. This one a little bit softer, but that's off the back of the iron. Right in the hands of Gruba for Lumen Christie. Howard gets it now, and Lumen Christie has a second chance at the basket. Three-point shot, no good. Just off the top of the rim. Off the foot of Malia, but, man, she's able to get the ball back, find Lila, and Lila's got Ariana way behind everybody. She beats the defense, but it's not just going to go down. Fight for the rebound, jump ball, and that's going to be Lumen Christie's possession. 27-23 with 36 seconds left to go in the third quarter. Here comes Standpoint with their full court press. Looking for the throw, and Paige back in the game here. Oh, man. And she might be right back out of the game as Paige fouls right out the gate. Only her third foul, though. So she's not in big trouble yet. They're going to keep her in. Here we go. Good throw in. Renfro for two. No good. Alexia easily snatches the board. Standpoint's going to bring it up now. Here come the Lady Eagles with 24 seconds and a four-point lead, looking to retain that lead and hopefully lengthen it here. Here we go. Eagles with the ball. Nice. Feeds Alexia. Hot off the glass. Hits the back and goes straight down. Swish it. 29 now for Standpoint, 23 for Lumen Christie. They're going to run out of time here. 1 second. Travel. Yep. With 0.5 seconds left. Standpoint will throw it in from the baseline. And I don't know if anyone's got the strength to throw it in from here. Yeah, Lila's not even going to try. It was just way too far out. And with that, Standpoint goes into the fourth and final quarter, up by 6 against Lumen Christie. Virgil, I'm going to ask if we can't get a quick word from our sponsors really quickly.
Coming right up. I'll take you out of the mix and just yell when you're ready to come in. All right, I'll take you out of the mix and put you in queue. There you go. We'll give a big shout-out to Frosty Fuels.
The Elliott Corporation and Frosty Fuels in Cold Bay reminds us that basketball season is just around the corner. So let's go out and support our teams in any way we can. And if you can't attend a game, be sure to catch them on KSDP Radio. This message sponsored by Frosty Fuels, a community-minded business with a commitment to the safety and welfare of our area children.
All right, one more since, you know, they're so generous and helping us out. We've got to help them out. Let everybody know. They're bringing you high school basketball live on your community radio station.
Our friends at John Golden Sons True Value Hardware in King Cove encourages parents and grandparents to read to your young children. Evidence suggests that adults who engage with their children in this way are providing the path towards academic success in the future.
This reminder brought to you courtesy of John Golden Sons in King Cove, where they say our area is a great place to work, live, and raise a family. By working together, we can keep it that way.
Back live at Lumen Christi, Austin Roof.
All right, yep, and we are back for the final fourth quarter here as Sandpoint leads the way by 6 points, 29-23. Apologize, fighting the cold, not quite the cold everyone in Sandpoint has, but man, got to save the voice for this road trip here. Sandpoint gets the rebound, missed shot by Lumen Christi, and Paige just chased that one down. Lindsay on a fast break, she's got the prop in front of her. She still takes it all the way. Sandpoint sick in the crowd whenever we're here for these games. They're calling for the foul. No foul called. Here's the Lumen Christi Archangels, and they're playing. Oh, another travel right there. That's what it's called. 24 puts up a shot, goes over the rim. Oh, Lindsay. And that was a total 34. Howard accidentally tripped and falls on the back of Lindsay's leg. Howard definitely got more the worst end of that fall, though. Ball almost stole by DeCross. Oh, man. What a connection. Alexia at the baseline. Passed from pretty much half court by Lila. It split through like three defenders. And there's Malia with a steal. Oh, blocking. Malia drove in hard and fast, looked at the shot, gets the blocking call against the Archangels, and she's going to line for two. And that's going to be Howard's fifth and final foul. Howard, a very aggressive player for the Archangels, did a great job out there trying to make plays happen. She's going to foul out now. And similar to our squad, Archangels is only a single player on the bench for their team. So there's not room really for anyone else to foul out right now. Malia misses her first one from the line. Connects with the second one. Sandpoint now up by nine. Full court press gets the steal. Lila trying to pass, but there's no one there. Oh, my goodness. The prop is trying to save the ball. It was going out of bounds. And she, as she saves it, it just bounces right off her foot and goes off the baseline, and it's going to be Sandpoint's ball underneath their own basket. Oh, Pat, a real quick pass into Malia. She kind of just drags her ankle in a funny way, and she can't get in front of the ball. Goes out of bounds. Missed opportunity there by Sandpoint. But tight defense, making the throw in real hard. Dew gets it, but it goes off her hands. That was just a long pass. Lila now with the ball for Sandpoint. Cross to Lindsay, open for three. Off the top of the rim. Rebound by Gruba. And another quick timeout called by the Archangels there as Gruba was surrounded by Eagles. 32-23, Sandpoint up by nine. 14 fouls for the Eagles. But they've got only 6:42 left to go here in the game. Sandpoint doing a really great job controlling the flow and the pace, keeping cool, moving things forward. It's a great squad this year, working real hard. Hopefully going to go far. We'll have the boys up here in just half an hour, so not long after this game. We'll probably get about a 15 to 20-minute break and then cut right back in. So make sure you keep the radio tuned on. More great high school basketball coming your way. I'm looking to see if I can't get the schedule for tomorrow so we can know what time the games will be for the Kenai squads. And then Birchwood Christian will also be over there on Wednesday for Birchwood. After that, I'm going to tag team with Carl Pulliam. And Carl Pulliam will take the rest of the road trip. He'll be going down to Seward, broadcasting the games in Seward. And then as King Cove goes out and plays, Carl should be able to broadcast those games as well. So we are expecting lots of coverage of King Cove and Sandpoint basketball for the next 2 weeks as they hit the road. Here we go, Archangels with the throw-in. Looking for some help. She crossed hard pass over to Renfro. She's able to hold on to it. Lila comes up from behind, steals it. Knocked loose, but the ball goes back into the Archangels' hands. Here's the cross over to Renfro. Renfro behind the defense, so Sandpoint will transition out of their full-court press. That has got to be really running at the girls playing that full-court press. They have incredible endurance. Good knocking of the ball, but Lumen Christi keeps possession. And a foul called off the shot. I didn't see the contact, but I did hear a little bit of a slap somewhere. So Renfro's going to go to the line for Lumen Christi. 6:17 on the clock. Pace of the game slowing down a little bit. A few more fouls, a few more balls getting knocked loose. Timeouts. Just kind of slows the pace down. Renfro with a hard free throw shot goes off the back of the iron. Curious to see how the boys match up against Lumen Christi. Some years we've got them, some years they've got us. We'll see what this year brings. Off the top of the rim this time, Alexia Holmberg will bring down the board. And she's got Lindsay breaking fast, ball almost stolen by Gruba. Oh, man. Lindsay goes left and cuts right into Gruba, sends Lindsay down to the floor. She just bounces right back up. So that is going to be a shooting foul. Like I said, it's really the pace of this game has slowed down big time. Lila now at the line, or Lindsay now at the line. First shot missed. Standpoint still up, 32-23. Lindsay gets her second chance. Flips it up. That one off the front of the rim, into the hands of Paige. Ball gets knocked loose and she chases it down. They're going to say it goes to Lumen Christi, but man, it looks like Paige knocked it off the foot of the Archangels. Good hustle by Paige. Standpoint, full court press. Giving the Archangels a hard time here. Looking for some help. She crossed, running out of time. She gives she didn't have any other choice. It was a bad pass, but she puts it in. Standpoint steals. Lindsay gets behind the D, puts up the shot, and man, she gets fouled again. And that will be the first foul on 13, the cross. That was a beautiful line just off the top of the rim. Does not go down. 6 minutes left to go here. Standpoint up by 9. Here's Lindsay with a shot. Another good line, but it just goes up the top of the rim. Travel by Gruba. Some real tight pressure by Paige forces Gruba to take a couple extra steps. The standpoint will throw in underneath their own basket. Just under 6 minutes to go. Lindsay's wide open. She had a chance. She doesn't take the shot. She takes it back outside the perimeter. This time she's wide open for 3. And drains it. She's got that 3-point line just honed in perfectly. 35 now to 23. Standpoint gains on their lead to 12. They're slowly but surely putting this one to bed. And a 30-second timeout called by the Archangels now as this full court press has really made it tough for them to really make anything happen when they're throwing the ball in. So they get the ball in, and Lumen Christi will call a quick timeout, trying to regain. I mean, they still got lots of time on the clock. 5:38 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Standpoint is up by 12, so we'll see what happens. They can't keep things held on here and take it all the way. It's going to become increasingly difficult for Lumen Christi to mount a comeback as Standpoint continues to lengthen their lead and just with the pressure that the full court press is bringing. Howard being out for the Archangels also really makes it tough. So Standpoint slowly closing the door on Lumen Christi from being able to mount a comeback. Here's a throw-in, full court press. And, yeah, Gruba drops the ball, picked up by Malia, and jump ball. Good job by Malia getting on the ball real fast. Lumen Christi trying to count on their speed here. I just heard their coach talk about how, you know, show them that you're quicker. And, you know, I don't know if I fully agree with the assessment that Lumen Christi's faster than Standpoint. But they've got to do something to figure this out. Oh! And great job by Gruba. That was Paige powers down, and Gruba just somehow, like, lightning quick gets the ball, ropes in for a jump ball. Throwing it in. Ball deflected off the hands of Lindsay. Oh, actually, no, it wasn't deflected off of Lindsay. It was actually off the backboard. Standpoint now with the ball. Bounced in, nobody guarding Paige. Wide open underneath the basket. Good for 2. Standpoint just slowly getting out of reach. 37-23 now. Lumen Christi has failed to make a basket in quite a while. Gruba with the ball, pulls up a dribble. Double dribble, yep. There it is. She got knocked over by Paige. That's too much pressure. And, forces a double dribble. 5:13 on the clock, Sandpoint up by 14. Ball deflected, but it gets back into the hands of Page, and Page will go to the line for two. Almost with the and one, but the ball doesn't quite go down. And, man, that was a very lucky deflection. It was going straight for Page. It got deflected, and it still landed in the hands of Page, just a little bit softer than it would have been before. Wow. What a beautiful shot from the free throw line by Page. I mean, it was just a rainbow-looking arc. Straight up and down, nothing but net. Off to the right this time, another good arc though. Picked up by Lindsay, chased it down. Ariana Wilson in for Malia now. Oh, pass to Lindsay, wide open, just off the front of the rim. Chased down by Ariana, who falls to the floor, gets back up, dribbles the ball for the loser. She's trying to get, oh, that was a cool step. No travel call though. I guess Paige was all over her, so it kind of bounces it out. Another shot by Lou and Christie won't go down. Cherry pick pass over to Lindsay. She doesn't get the shot to go down. Alexia with a putback. Lindsay gets knocked to the floor in the process. No foul calls. A great job trailing by Alexia. 40 now for Sandpoint. 23 for Lou and Christie. 4:25 up to go here. Sandpoint pretty much out of reach at this point, I'd say, for the Archangels, unless something serious happens. Ball thrown away by the Lou and Christie, but Gruba takes it down. She loses her dribble, finds Dupras. Oh, yeah, foul by Paige. I think they're going to call the foul on Lindsay. And it was on Gruba. She got fouled, and she's limping a little bit here. Actually, they're calling the foul on Ariana. There was three Eagles all around her. There was a... kind of like a little bit of a bumper car situation where she hit everybody. Shot up by Lou and Christie, no good. Salvador puts a throw shot, no good. Rebound goes to the Eagles. Lindsay's got Alexia on the left-hand side, takes it. Good speed all the way up and in. Man, great layup on the left-hand side by Alexia. Lindsay saw it coming from a mile away, feeds it to her, and she had pressure coming up fast behind her too, so great job by Alexia keeping her cool and putting it in. 42. Oh, Lindsay deflects the ball off the pass. She's running with it. She's going to go off the feet of Dupras as Dupras was chasing her down, trying to get the ball back. But, man, what a reach by Lindsay. Ariana's going to throw the ball in for Sandpoint, 42-23, 3:37 left to go. Alexia turns into the paint, beats the defense. Floating shot, good from about 3 feet out. Beautiful layup, man. She just turned and burned, got past the defense, left Lumen Christie watching, 44-23 now. Lindsay deflects the ball again off the pass. It's like a repeat play of what just happened. This time she just holds on to the ball. I think the Lou and Christie just running out of energy at this point. Oh, fed down to Alexia again. This time the shot won't go down. Jump ball as her and Gruba tie it up. Good pass, though, man. The passing for Sandpoint this year is out of control. Into Alexia. Shot off the glass, off the top of the rim, no good. Page gets a board and a basket. Count it. Going to the line for one. Great job by Page. 46 now for Sandpoint with 3 minutes left to go here. And, yeah, I mean, Sandpoint is just continuing to grow their lead here. Lindsay's going to sit down. Great job by Lindsay Holmberg, taking some much-deserved rest. Another great shot by Paige from the free throw line. She is just really dialing it in. 47 now to 23 with just 3 minutes to go here in the game. Here comes Lumen Christie. Sam. And that's going to be bonus now for Sam. That foul puts Sandpoint and Lumen Christie in a bonus. Ariana puts the forearm up as she was trying to tag along with Dupras, but Dupras had gotten ahead of her. The forearm just created the contact foul. Dupras misses her first attempt, and that will be her only attempt. Good attempt by Page. The ball was heading towards the baseline. Page jumped out to grab it, and as she throws the ball in, it hits the baseline. Lou and Christie underneath her own basket, throwing Dupras, looking for help. Two times she tries to throw it in, but she has to pull her shot back. And some tight defense by Malia forces Lewin Christie touch the sideline, and that will be a throw-in. Lila Gunnerson with the ball being met by DeFrost. Lewin Christie not giving up here. Ariana Wilson with the ball, looking for help. Foul. And that is going to put Ariana Wilson to the line for a 1-1 opportunity. DeFrost with her second foul, trying to steal the ball. And she really has no other choice now. You kind of have to play a little bit more rugged. Ariana sinks her first one, 48-23 now. And yeah, Sandpoint doing a great job extending it, but, you know, Lumen Christie trying to fight for it. The second one connects. 2:41 left to go here in the game. Sandpoint is up by 26, 49-23. Sandpoint really needs to burn the clock. Moving screen. And that's going to be another 1-1 for Ariana. She's going to the line again. 1-1. They made it a throw, and it should have been 1-1. There's a moving screen foul against number 5. Oh, that's now double bonus. Yep, okay. So this time they get it. That's going to send Lila to the line for 2. I don't know if they're fouling now to try to force the turnover. Sandpoint just really needs to let the clock run down as best they can. And, you know, Lumen Christie, with 2:24 left to go here, fouling might get them the ball a few more times, but I just don't think they're going to be able to have enough possessions and score enough baskets that they're going to be able to get the lead back. Second one goes down. Sandpoint 50, Lumen Christie 23. Sandpoint, no need to foul. Gosh darn it. And it's just a foul every time now. DeFrost goes to the line now for a 1-1. That's the third foul on Ariana. She went from 1 to 3 very quickly. This is the first attempt. Paige will get the rebound. And Malia gets the ball from Paige over to Lila. Lila runs it up, but man, she has no need to run the ball up. Dude's going to put pressure on. They're going to make Sandpoint move the ball, travel. Yep. Alexia got the pass. She turned, took 2 steps, and started dribbling. Good feed into the paint, but Alexia just had too much defense, making it difficult to dribble two down. 2 minutes on the clock. Sandpoint just needs to let the time burn down here. And another violation there on Lumen Christie. Sandpoint will have, it might have been another moving screen. Okay, here we go. Sandpoint with possession. 2 on the clock. Lila with the ball. She's met by Dew. Dew forcing her to make something happen. Back to Malia. Sandpoint just playing keep away at this point. Oh, DeFrost tries to knock it out of Paige's hand. She just was holding it up above everyone's head. But DeFrost is pretty tall. She came over there and poked the ball, making Paige pass it. And a quick timeout by Coach Sarah Schaefer. Full timeout on the floor, 90 seconds left to go. And this is a good coaching moment. Sandpoint has the game locked up, 50-23 with only 90 seconds. There's really nothing that can be done to turn this over for Lumen Christie. Sandpoint was passing the ball in a bit of a triangle formation. And, you know, Coach Sarah Schaefer just sees an opportunity, calls a quick timeout, and is coaching her girls on how to handle the situation in the future. And it's just great to see our coaches taking the time. You know, you've got the W, but that's, you know, you need to take the time to teach the students how to play, what to do. And I think we're getting some really great coaching from Sarah Schaefer this year. 50-23, 90 seconds still to go. 10 fouls for Lumen Christie. Sandpoint will have a 2-shot opportunity from the basket every single time. Young kid walking across the court right now. Going behind the basket. I think he's checking up on Dad. All right, throw in for Sandpoint, 90 seconds. Oh, Alexia is way behind the defense. Wide open for 2. Alexia can't say no to that. 52 now at 23. All right, here we go. Lumen Christie with the ball. Passing it over to Gruba. She drops it, picks it back up, keeps her dribble. Pushing by Alexia. And Ariana just leans right on top of Gruba, forcing her to the line. She's going to need a little bit more instruction on how to keep close and tight without drawing the foul. 52-23, still the score, just over 1 minute left in the game. Gruba at the line. High arc, score the rim. And that is a violation. Missing the rim on a free throw shot, immediate turnover. Standpoint with possession, and DuBrasse is going to meet her at the line, man. They're not giving up. Here's Ariana with the ball, knocked out, foul. Foul by Gruba, trying to poke the ball out, and that's going to send Ariana to the line for two. 1:02 on the clock, 52-23, standpoint, looking to get 30 points ahead here with this basket. Ariana puts it up, just to the left, no good. She'll get one more try. See if standpoint can't get a 30-point lead here. Got up. That one's on the mark. Good. Standpoint now up by 30. They trailed through a lot of the first half, but, man, they kept persistent, fought hard, and in the third quarter, standpoint just came alive. Half-court pressure, making it tough. Lumen Christie keeps their possession, though. Salvador. And Lila just puts her hand right in front of 24. Renfro doesn't even really put in the effort, trying not to foul. Oh, full court press. Pokes the ball out of Ariana's hands, but right into Lila's. Lila will get past half court. Over to Paige. Now Malia. Standpoint passing the ball around. Paige gets into the paint, puts up a shot off the top of the rim. Trickles out into Alexia's hand. Good defense by Gruba. Knocks the ball loose of Alexia. She tries to grab it, but it goes out of bounds at the baseline. Last touch by her. 25 seconds left on the clock. Standpoint just letting the clock run down here. Lumen Christie has the ball. Ariana, so close to fouling. And the referee taking time to talk to Ariana really quickly. Doesn't blow the whistle. Wants to let the clock run down. But he gives her a little bit of coaching himself about reaching in there. 6 seconds left to go. Standpoint has the ball. Ariana, long shot, no good, tries to take it down, and there's a buzzer. At the end of the game, standpoint, 53. The Lumen Christie Archangels, 25. Standpoint with another victory here on the road. We've got 15 minutes until 7 o'clock. I'm waiting for the clock to get on here. I see 26 minutes, Virgil, on this clock here. I'm going to hang up, but I'll shoot you a quick message. 15 minutes. 15 minutes. I'll be right back.
All right. Well, you want to call back or you want to stay on the line and keep you in queue?
I'm going to call back and I'm going to charge up my phone and my headphones here, all right?
Sounds beautiful. I'll wait for your flashing light. I'm going to drop your call.
All right.